Here in the U.S., just about every summer brings a downpour of squirm-inducing bug stories. So far, this season has produced a plague of Mormon crickets in the West. Officials in Nebraska, Idaho, Utah, and other states report bugs so thick that some hilly roads are impassable. And then there's the plight of Pontiac, Michigan. Gypsy moth caterpillars have taken over the city, feasting on oak tree leaves until the trees are bare as winter. Joining us now from Pontiac is Carol Lenchek. She's Environmental Program Coordinator for Oakland County, Michigan. Welcome, Ms. Lenchek. First, tell us, what does a gypsy moth caterpillar look like? How big are they?
By the time they're done feeding, they're going to be about the size of your baby finger, 2.5-3 inches long. Right now, they're an inch to an inch and a half long.
And how widespread is this infestation?
It is really centered on a park in the city of Pontiac and the surrounding neighborhood.
And when you actually take a look at that park, what do you see right now? Describe for us that vista.
The park is a very heavy oak canopy, and right now it literally looks like the middle of winter. There are very few leaves left on the trees. The gypsy moth caterpillars are blowing around on silk. They are all over the ground. They are all over the tree trunks. They are all over the people's houses that live adjacent to the park, on their siding, on their sidewalks, all over their windows. It is unbelievable.
Ew. Those residents, I should say, those poor residents who live in the area surrounding the park, have described the sound of falling rain as these pests have invaded the area. What's the sound that they're describing?
That is the sound of what we call frass coming from the caterpillars. And what I usually say with that is the caterpillars are really eating machines. That is their role on Earth, is to eat. And when you eat all the time, you excrete all the time. So there are little brown pellets that are raining out of the trees, and it does literally sound like a light rain is falling. When the news report I saw yesterday, they were walking around with umbrellas.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have young children, and I'm not sure I will ever read that book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, in quite the same way.
You know, with kids, they either love having all these caterpillars around, or you're not going to be able to get them out of the house for 2 months.
Now, the city is out spraying today. What's the strategy there? How's it going, and will you be able to get rid of this infestation?
They are spraying to kill as many caterpillars as they can, because the caterpillars will probably be feeding for another week or so.
And will those leaves come back? Will they refoliate sometime this summer, or is this it?
Yeah, no, they will leaf out again in probably a week or two or three, but the tree should be storing up its energy to get it through this coming winter. So it is stressful for them.
And it certainly sounds like it's stressful for anyone who lives near that park in the city of Pontiac. Carol Lenchek, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Carol Lenchek is Environmental Program Coordinator for Oakland County in Michigan. She was describing for us a plague of gypsy moth caterpillars that have taken over the city of Pontiac.